We know that most Republicans don't think the way Donald Trump does. Even in a banquet like this, full of hardcore Democrats. We have Republican friends. We got Republican neighbors. We you know, at the Little League game, soccer game, you know, parent-teachers conference, we meet them. Some great people. We don't even think that most Republican politicians actually really believe that Donald Trump's qualified to be president. I know because I talk to them. They're all like, man, this is really bad. We're just trying to get through this. But so the problem is not that all Republicans think the way this guy does. The problem is that they've been riding this tiger for a long time. They've been feeding their base all kinds of crazy for years, primarily for political expedience. So if Trump was running around saying I wasn't born here, they were okay with that as long as it helped them with votes. If some of these folks on talk radio started talking about how I was the Antichrist, well, you know, it's just politics. You think I'm joking? You know, if somebody completely denies climate change or is filled up with all kinds of conspiracy theories about how me and Hillary started ISIL, or that we were plotting to declare martial law and take away everybody's guns, and we did a military exercise. Pentagon does these periodically in Texas, and suddenly all the folks in Texas were all like, they're going to take over right now. I'm serious. And then the senator down there said, yeah, we better look into that. And the governor says, well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? What does that mean? Really? You think that, like, the entire Pentagon said, oh, really, you want to declare martial law and take over Texas? Let's do it under the guise of routine training missions, and everybody's going to be... But they took it seriously. This is in the swamp of crazy that has been fed over and over and over and over again. And there's sort of a spectrum, right? It's a whole kind of ecosystem, And look, if I watched Fox News, I wouldn't vote for me. I understand. If I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, I'd say, man, this is terrible. Fortunately, I have a more diverse sources of information.